Time to talk high school volleyball here on KSOM. The Cougars of Cam have a new co-coach alignment set up for this year. Hillary Zimmerline and Ethan Wessling will be co-coaches this year. And Ethan Wessling joins us now here on KSOM. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new volleyball season?
Yeah, you know, I think so far this year we've been working well together. You know, over the summer we've had open gyms and the girls have come in and been open-minded to what Coach and I are doing this year. You know, they've put in 110% in everything they do for, you know, when it comes to drills and stuff in practice. You know, and they're just trusting our process.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. I mean, you and Hillary replaced Jenna McDonald, the former coach. And, you know, what is your background related to volleyball, and how did you come into this spot?
Yeah, so this is the start of my 11th season at CAM. My first 2 years I was down at the junior high level and then worked my way up for the past 8 years as an assistant. And so now, you know, I'm excited to get into this role as a co-head coach and being an alum from CAM, and same with Hillary. You know, we both graduated from CAM. Hillary was in my sister's class. I watched her, you know, her whole career from middle school up through when she played in college. And it's just nice to be able to have two CAM alums take over the program.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exciting. I bet you when you were going to school, you never maybe dreamed you'd be running the sidelines, running the program itself when you were watching volleyball.
Yeah, no, volleyball's always been one of my favorite sports. And so to be able to come in and be a co-head coach this year is pretty exciting for me.
Yeah, maybe one day there'll be a boys volleyball program in Iowa. They started girls wrestling. They might as well next go to boys volleyball, right? But that'll be off in the distance. So your team, 26-10 a year ago, but you have a lot of work to do. You replaced six senior starters from last year. Yeah. What do you make of the talent this year and just trying to reload a little bit with a whole new group?
Right, yeah. So one of our biggest returners this year is our setter, Courtney Fullman. You know, last year she was a freshman having to set to a bunch of seniors and be with an experienced team. So I think that helped her out quite a bit. She was able, you know, to feed them the ball where they needed to, where they wanted it. And for her to come back as a sophomore this year and have just that much extra experience is, you know, really a good place for us to start, because she's going to be out there running the offense for us. You know, a setter's the quarterback and point guard, and she's doing a very good job with that.
653 assists for her a year ago, also at 209 digs. Obviously a versatile player, can do a lot. What do you like most about what she brings to the table in terms of her skill set?
You know, I think what she brings is, you know, she's very critical of herself, and that can, you know, be good in some ways, and it can also hurt her in other ways. But she's always hardworking, and she's always communicating with our hitters, wanting to put the ball in the right position to set them up for success.
So how about the people she'll be setting to? Who do you see as taking over some of the roles on the outside and trying to provide you offense this year?
Right. So Maddie Richter is coming to us from Atlantic. She previously played her three seasons over there, so we get her for her senior year. She was partially one of their setters last year, as I think they ran a 6-2, if I remember right. But she's coming in, and she's going to be a different role player than what she was over in Atlantic. She is going to be our main offensive threat. She can attack from the front row and back row, and even at the serving line, she's been doing an excellent job there. And then, you know, Ruthie Rich, who is a sophomore this year, didn't get a lot of varsity playing time last year. You know, she started out the beginning of the season as a varsity role player, and then, you know, kind of got pushed down the line a little bit. But this year, I know she wants to play outside, and she's been working hard on her outside, but she's probably one of the better blockers I see in our conference this year, and maybe even in Southwest Iowa. She can jump high, she can read the ball well, and she can, you know, press over the net for us.
Very good. Defensively, you're losing Meredith Rich, who had nearly 500 digs a year ago. Right. Fulman will help out in that regard, but you know, what do you see at the libero spot defensively? You know, who's going to lead you there?
Right. You know, we have several girls who I think that can come in and do some good things for us in the backcourt. Kylie Williamson, who's a sophomore, played libero for JV and freshman last year. She's one, she's going to get on the floor. She's going to sacrifice her body and really, you know, get the ball to where we need it to be. Also, JC Eden came in last year and was a back row specialist for the varsity team last year and really did a good job. And I think she's improved even more this year. And she's also our backup setter. So for her to be in there at times, if we had to, you know, use her as a setter, but also as a defensive specialist is great. And then another one that I'm kind of looking at right now too is Caitlin Platt. You know, she has had to sit behind a lot of girls, but the kid works her tail off every single day. And for her to come in and want that job this year, you can tell she wants it because she's working hard.
How about the service game? 92% efficiency last year in serves. That's pretty good for a young high school team. 162 aces. How do you see that part of this year's team coming in?
Right. You know, I see us still serving aggressive this year. I don't know the ace part. Maddie Richter, she has a jump top spin that she's been working on over the summer. When I saw her attacking in the back row one day, I told her, I said, you need to try and do that at the service line. And she started doing that. And I said, well, that's your serve from now on, is that jump topspin. And she can rip that ball when she gets a hold of it. Courtney Fulman is very good at placing the ball where we want her to. We have a lot of jump floaters this year, which is, you know, what I like, because that's kind of what the game's going to. You don't really see a lot of standing servers anymore. And so to be able to come in and do that jump flow is what we're, you know, kind of working on.
Very good. Well, hopefully the numbers continue to be solid for you there. I mean, obviously this is a winning team from a year ago, a 26 win club. This is a team that has won 20 games the last four seasons. But again, you have a lot of turnover this year. Do you still get a sense about the girls coming in this year that the winning attitude has gotten infected from previous generations?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think so far this year, the girls, the attitudes have been probably the best I've ever coached. They've all been excited to come to practice. They all want to get better every day at what they're doing. And so, you know, I still see us in that winning column this year, especially, you know, and it was a compliment from the other coaches in our conference this year. They still, you know, ranked us at second in the conference, which is great after, you know, losing as many as we did last year, to still have that depth come back. And, you know, we are going to have a lot of depth on the bench too. There's just a lot of new players that are going to be doing a lot of new things for us this year.
And what would you say are some of the biggest keys for your team to have a successful season this year?
You know, one thing that we've been stressing a lot in practice is the communication part of things. That's one thing we've seemed to have lacked ever since I've started coaching, you know, at CAM 8 years ago at the high school level, is just that communication part. We always were stressing, and I'm going to stress it till I'm blue in the face and even beyond that we need to communicate and talk nonstop, you know, and if we can do that, then I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to be successful because of that communication.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. Looking forward to a successful season. We look forward to following your Cougars throughout the year. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Ethan Westlane, new co-coach for the CAM Cougar volleyball team, joining us here on KSOM.